And hello, everyone, and welcome to the NIHL Game of the Week on SportsTownChicago.com. Eric Willowhite here, along with Josh Philo on camera, as our Game of the Week this week is the Chicago Jets Bantam number 1 versus the Evanston Wildcats Bantam number 1. And we're just about ready for face-off here at the Robert Crown Center in Evanston. Thanks for joining us on SportsTownChicago.com for the NIHL Game of the Week, and we're underway. Puck shot out to center ice. Wildcats are going to go chasing after it in his own zone. Number 4, that's Kasper Goralchik. And then the puck goes along the far boards. Thrown out to center ice. Bringing the puck inside the zone is Campbell Wagner. Wagner throws the puck on net, and that's steered aside by Luke Anderson into the near corner. Along the near boards. Jets come out with it. Throwing it out to center ice. Skating after it now is number 83, Kenny Hartman. Tries to keep it inside the Wildcats zone in front of the Wildcats bench. But Evanston comes out with it. Kane inside the Jets zone. Throws it behind the net. Chasing after it for the Jets, number 17, Seth Buxbaum. And he is down. I believe that's Buxbaum. Went hard into the corner there. And it might be an arm injury. He got tied up in the corner. And he is in some pain right now. So we have a timeout here as the coaches take a look at Buxbaum, who tried to get that clearing attempt outside of his own zone along the far boards there. And initially it looked like it might be an arm injury or something of that nature. He is on the ice, lying on his back right now. Now he's getting up on his skates. And he's going to head to the bench for the moment. So hopefully he'll be okay. He's able to get to the bench on his own power. And the faceoff will be inside the Jet zone. Just in front of the Jets bench on the far side. Jets win the faceoff. Clear it outside the zone. Getting back with it, number Kane throws it back inside the Jets zone. Throws it into the near corner. Galoon throws it into the far corner. He'll chase after it. Jets take control, however. Now comes out loose in the slot. Fires a shot, got deflected, and into the net. Goal by Luke Rogers got deflected off of the Jets player. Looks like it got deflected off of the Jets player's stick. And then over the shoulder, past goaltender Luke Anderson. And the Wildcats jump out to a 1-0 lead. So goal. Luke Rogers getting it past his first namesake there, Luke Anderson. For the 1-0 lead for the Wildcats with 11:37 to play here in the first period. Wildcats behind the Jets net. Two-man battle along the boards. Puck dug out by the Wildcats, then stolen away. Thrown up along the far boards. Center ice pass to Duffy. Duffy carries it into the zone, dumps it into the near corner. That'll ring behind the Wildcats net. Oh, and a wraparound attempt. Good attempt there by the Jets. Get it back to the near point. Burton. Unable to keep it in onside, so he had to back out and regroup. Dumps it back inside the Wildcat zone. Brady will take it, however, for Evanston. Throws it over to Wagner. Near circle shot. Right on. And Luke Anderson makes the save on the shot attempt from the near circle by Wagner. He'll hold on, and we'll have a faceoff inside the Jet zone. 1-0 Wildcats. Well, both teams come in looking for their first win of the season. The Jets 0-6 on the season, looking to get on the board. And the Wildcats coming in 0-4-1, so they do have one tie, but they looking to get in the W column as well. Right now, the Wildcats with the early lead behind the goal line, looking for a centering attempt. Circling back around as number 10, Rory Nutkiewicz, Now he has it along the near boards. Puck still inside the jet zone. Now it's cleared out the center ice. And skating after it will be Parks for the Wildcats. He'll throw it to the near boards where Kane will try and dig it out. Not out. Galoon has it. Chips it up to Kane in the near boards inside his own zone. And Hartman throws it back inside the Wildcat zone, so Evanston will have to regroup. Kane now at center ice. His centering attempt was intercepted by Hartman. So Hartman interrupting a couple plays here by the Wildcats, doing a good job defensively, getting into those passing lanes. Wildcats stretch past center ice, doesn't make a connection. Jets will chase after it, and there's Buxbaum back on the ice after that injury. So that's good to see. And skating into the zone now is Bell. Bell, chip shot, gets deflected into the near corner. Wildcats will chase after it. Rubbed off the play, however. And the puck goes over along the far boards. Circling attempt, falling down. Not out. As keeping the puck in play inside the zone is John Karnick. He'll throw it into the far corner. Wildcats take possession, however. Along the near boards. Taken away. Karnick has it. Fires a shot on net. And making the save there, Owen Hart sticking it into the near corner. Puck loose in the slot. Doesn't make a connection. Now Luke Rogers will take it for the Wildcats. Chips it out to center ice. Has a connection. Coming inside the zone is Henry Brady. And the Jets take control. Buxbaum. Out to Landry. Landry has it at his own blue line for the Jets. Gets it out along the far board center ice. Buxbaum throws it into the Wildcat zone, and he'll skate off for a change. And now Galoon will chip it inside the jet zone and chase after it. And throwing it back around to the blue line is Gray Burton. Now the puck comes along the far boards. Kept in, however, by the Wildcats. Chasing after it is Galoon behind the Jets' net. Throws it to the near far corner. Circling in the slot. That is number 27, Campbell Wagner. Now back, Wagner in the slot, fires a shot, deflected, and goes behind the Jets' net into the near corner. Burton tries to get the puck, unable to make a connection, however. And the Wildcats still keep the puck in. Good pressure here by Evanston. 7:50 to play in the first period. Now the puck knocked out to center ice. Evanston will retreat inside their own zone. Ashbeck at center ice, over the blue line, inside the jet zone, near circle. Shot on net. And that stick save made by Luke Anderson, and he'll hold on for a faceoff inside the jet zone. With Evanston up 1-0 here, 7:35 to play, period number one. Wildcats win the draw. Luke Rogers has it behind the Jets' net, goes to the far boards, far point. Shot towards the net, gets deflected. That was a glove save there made by one of the defenders for the Jets, but puck gets knocked back into the far corner and then knocked outside the zone. Kane, near point, he's going to skate it back in for Evanston. He'll leave it for Ashbeck. Ashbeck has the puck stolen away. And now Ashbeck will chase after it in the far circle. Gets it to the far point. That's number 65. Now we have a breakout here. Landry. Oh! Fanned on the shot and then a good stick. Back checking there by number 61. That's Zachary Brown interrupting that offensive chance for the Jets. Now the puck in front of the Jets bench gets thrown behind or towards the net of the Jets. And Luke Anderson will stick it aside. Landry will come out now for the Jets. Has a puck stolen away by Brady. Pass behind the net. Ricocheted off and frozen there by goaltender Luke Anderson. He'll hold on with a Wildcats player coming looking for the rebound attempt. 6:25 to play. 1-0 Evanston. Wildcats win the draw. Galoon, far point shot. Oh, and a nice save there. Rebound and a score! Well, winning the draw was key there. And the shot attempt from the point was saved, but picking up the rebound was Campbell Wagner, and he fired it in from just from the bottom of the far circle on that rebound attempt. 2-0 now, Evanston. So that's just showing you the power of winning a faceoff inside an offensive zone. Allowed the Wildcats to get their offensive play set up and got the shot from the far point, and then the rebound kicked out to Campbell, and he didn't make a mistake. 2-0 now, Evanston. Puck goes behind the Wildcats' net. And Evanston looks to come outside the zone, and they do. Galoon chips it out to center ice. Back to Wagner. He'll throw it inside the Jet zone, and he'll go off for a change. As number 11, Brady, Henry Brady, has it for the Wildcats, looking to center. He goes down. Now we have a three-player pileup inside the Jet zone. Duffy has it now for the Jets. Throws it on net. Blocker to side there by Owen Hart. And the Wildcats come out with it. Henry Brady. No, I'm sorry. That is number 10, Rory Nutkovich. He'll leave it behind the net. Loose in the slot. Kane fires it. Save made by Luke Anderson as Kane came in from his point area and put the shot on net. Now the Jets fire a shot over the shoulder of goaltender Hart, and that goes along the near boards. Wildcats look to get outside the zone. Throw it to the far boards, far corner. Falling down now. Jets keep it inside the zone. Far point shot goes into the near corner. Jets looking to circle. Landry fires a shot, goes through the crease to the far boards. And keeping it inside the zone is Nitti. Now the Wildcats look to come out. Kane gets it out to center ice. Dumping the puck in, going off for a change is Roy Nutkovich. And number 59, that's Blake Duffy, will carry the puck now for the Jets at center ice. Blake Duffy over the blue line. Puts the puck towards the net. Landry will skate after it for the Jets in the near corner. But he's taken off the puck there by Zachary Brown. Backhand attempt in the slot. Puck is loose. And Will Vanderwalker looks to clear, but it's not out. Puck in, still inside the zone. And Landry fires a shot that goes over into the near boards. Now the Wildcats throw it out to center ice. That gets by Duffy. Blake Duffy goes for an icing call. And with 3:45 to play, the faceoff will come inside the Evanston zone with the Wildcats leading 2-0. Well, fans, the Northern Illinois Hockey League is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It's made up of 42 travel hockey organizations, and almost all of the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. This is the 48th season of play, and the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all of its playing divisions. All right, play resumes. Puck inside the Jet zone. Chipped out to center ice. Skating after it will be Ballard for the Wildcats. On to Ashbeck over his own blue line. Feeds it up to center ice. Chipped ahead. Nice passing play there. Getting it over to Nutkovich. Shot on net there by Wagner. He was one of the goal scorers. Has it again. And a nice save made by Luke Anderson with the scrum and foul in the net, in front of the net there. Evanston putting on the pressure here with 3 minutes to play in period one. Jets looking to clear. Ballard keeps it inside of the zone, however. And chasing after it now will be number 17. That's Seth Buxbaum. And he'll throw it down. And this will be an icing call against the Jets. So now the faceoff will come back inside the Chicago zone. With 2:44 to play, Evanston leading 2-0. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. That league also offers all-girls hockey divisions each season. All right, play resumes behind the goal line inside the Jet zone. Jets looking to clear. Not out. Kane keeps it in at the near point. Skidding after it for the Jets, number 75, that is Griffin Schoen, Shane. And now coming inside the zone, Jets fire a shot over the glove hand of goaltender Hart, and it comes along the near boards. Nitti keeps it in for the Jets, and no whistle, so the Wildcats will have to play it. Jets keep it inside of the zone. Skating around. Into the slot area. Nice feed and an even bigger save made by Hart on the nice pass work there by the Jets. Showing a lot of patience and feeding the centering attempt inside the slot. Hart able to come up with a big save there to keep the Jets off the board. And goals are hard to come by for both teams. Coming into the game, the Wildcats had only scored 4 goals over the span of 5 games. And for the Jets, 6 games in, only had scored 8 goals. So both teams looking to dent the scoreboard tonight. Duffy's shot gets blocked by the Wildcats and goes to the far boards. Kept in, however, by the Jets. Wildcats still looking to clear. Out to the far point, chipped out. And now skating in with a head of steam. Looking to make a centering attempt. Puck goes behind the net. Thrown back out to the near point. Shot back behind the net by number 61. That's Zachary Brown. And Ashbeck battling behind the net. Jets come out with it along the far boards. Centering attempt. Landry has it. He'll pull back as 2 of his men are offsides. So now Bell will skate in for the Jets. He'll dump it into the near corner, and then he'll chase after it. Now Landry has it for the Jets, looking to center. Puck stolen away, however, by Evanston. And forwarded ahead. Jets taking control of the puck. Now it's stolen away by Nutkovich. And he throws it inside the Jets zone. Jets take it out. Now Ballard for the Wildcats. Throws it over to Nutkovich. He's unable to corral that puck. But carrying it in now is Parks for Evanston. Then Kane. And Kane loses possession. The puck gets chipped out to center ice. And Ballard will retreat for the Wildcats. Throws it into Kane. Kane tips it inside the Jets zone. And Jets look to clear, not out. Kane doing a good job of keeping the puck inside the zone. Ballard comes into the point, keeps it in there. Puck thrown into the slot. And that'll do it. At the end of one period of play, the score is Evanston 2, the Wildcats 2, and the Chicago Jets nothing. And we'll have second period play here coming up here shortly as both teams look to take a rest heading into period number 2. So most of the offensive action inside the Jet zone. However, later on as the period progressed, the Jets were able to get some offensive opportunities. Don't forget the NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL president, at www.nihlinfo.info. And speaking of the Wolves, don't forget to catch the Chicago Wolves at home this weekend, Saturday, October 29th, 7 p.m. against the Rockford IceHogs. That's breast cancer awareness game. And then Sunday, October 30th, afternoon game, 4 o'clock versus the Cleveland Monsters. Cleveland were the AHL champions last year. So a big year for Cleveland. Not only LeBron and the Cavaliers, the Cleveland Monsters winning the AHL championship, and now the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. So there's that. It's NIHL Appreciation Night, Sunday, October 30th. It's also Pokemon Go Day. And there's candy for the first 1,000 in costume from Ryzen. Also post-game autographs. So don't miss live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, we're getting ready for second period action, and we're underway. 2-0 Evanston. Both teams change sides now, so Evanston going from your right to left, and the Jets left to right in their blue uniforms. Evanston in their white uniforms with black and orange trim. Oh, Gralchik keeps it inside the Jet zone, throws it into the far corner. Jets take the puck away, however, along the far boards. Skating out, chipping it out to Landry. Landry has it, far circle. Pass attempt over, and the shot attempt goes wide on a nice pass there to John Karnick from number 99, Jack Landry. Now puck on net, and having to make a quick save there was Luke Anderson. Now Landry will skate in for the Jets. His shot gets hits the shin pads of Goralchik and goes into the far corner. And the Wildcats will look to clear, not out. Now Goralchik has it along the near boards. Chips it out to Luke Rogers. Rogers ahead to Campbell Wagner, near circle, inside the Jet zone. Stick handles around one defender. Tried to make a centering attempt, but that was intercepted by the Jets. But the Wildcats keeping it inside the zone. Now Buxbaum will go after it. He's rubbed off the play. Oh, and hammered down. Number 48 with a big hit there at Samuel Weinberg. Now the puck goes loose behind the goal. Jets look to clear. Not out. Kept in at the point by Will Vanderwalker, and looks like we'll have a penalty here. And it looks like Campbell Wagner is going to the box. So first power play here. Power play for the, yeah, I was going to say, well, faceoff needs to come inside the other zone, outside the zone. Power play for the Jets. 5-on-4 hockey here, 11:01 to play. And Jets look to generate a goal here with the man advantage. Puck thrown out to center ice, falling down. Throwing the puck inside the zone, but an offsides call there. That was number 61, Zachary Brown. As the Wildcats had not cleared the offensive zone, so that's an offsides faceoff outside the Jet zone in front of the Wildcats bench along the far boards. Jets win the draw. Out to center ice. Hartman has it, skating inside the zone. Trying to get around one man, he does. Gets in and then throwing the puck into the far boards. Landry centering attempt to Hartman. Stick handles around one defender, but then passes it back to the near point. Buxbaum throws it behind the net. Now Landry has it. Tried to feed Hartman there, and he wasn't able to get it as much on it as he'd like. And covering up to make the save is Owen Hart, and he'll hold on for the faceoff inside the Wildcat zone with 1:11 remaining on the penalty. And 10:18 remaining in period number two. Face-off to the left of Owen Hart inside the Evanston zone. Evanston wins the draw and clears. Luke Anderson will stop that puck and tries to feed it up along the boards there. Number 75, that's Griffin Shane. And now out to Lasky. Lasky has it. Near circle shot on net. And Hart steers that to the near corner. Now here's Blake Duffy near point. Throws it towards the net looking for a tip attempt. That was intercepted by Evanston. Good read on that play by the Wildcats. Shane unable to keep the puck inside the zone. Then he takes a man down, so he's going to go off for the penalty. And that'll negate the rest of the power play for the Jets. As Shane... Griffin Shane will go to the box for tripping. So we will be four skaters aside for the next 43 seconds, and then the Wildcats will have their first power play of the game. Evanston takes control of the draw. Center ice. Galoon gets around one man, tries to feed it towards the slot area. However, no one. Kane hadn't reached the vicinity at that time. Now the Jets look to clear. Kane battling. Puck cleared out, however, down inside the Evanston zone. And chasing after it will be Goralchek, Kasper Goralchek for Evanston. Throws it out into the Jet zone. And that's going to be intercepted by Gray Burton. And now coming along the near boards is Lasky for the Jets. He loses control of the puck. Blake Duffy comes in to chip it away. Wildcats take possession. Now coming inside the zone now, number 10, Rory Nukovich, throws it into the far corner, and he chases after it. Nukovich has it. Back to the far corner. Far point now. Back to the far corner. Good puck movement here by the Wildcats. Deflection, rebound, score! Looks like Rory Nukovich on that one picking up the rebound attempt on the shot from the point. And that'll be 3-0 Evanston with 8:29 to play here in period two. This is NIHL Hockey Game of the Week on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Thank you so much for joining us. Evanston has the puck inside the Jet zone. Nukovich, the goal scorer, has it in the far corner. Oh, and he rings a shot off the post. And the Jets look to come out with it. Duffy unable to hold on to it, over Connor Duffy for the Jets. And now they'll take the puck back, however. Inside the zone, puck's thrown on net. In the slot area, chipped toward net. Unable to get as much on it, however, as he would like, was number 76, Cade O'Scanlan. And Corey and Hart will hold on. Owen Hart will hold on for the rebound for the faceoff to his left inside the Evanston zone with 7:55 to play. Wildcats up 3-0. Faceoff loose. Wildcats come up with the loose puck. Puck stolen away, however, by Landry. He'll chip it into the far corner. Now the far point. Now going back underneath the goal line. Well, the Wildcats will look to regroup on the far boards. Stolen away by Landry again at center ice. Fanned on it. Now he'll chip it over to Buxbaum. Buxbaum at center ice. He'll dump it in. And the Jets will chase after it. Buxbaum keeps it in at the near point. Now Landry has it in the slot. Far circle. Circling around. Looking for a passing outlet. Puck gets chipped out to center ice by the Wildcats. And Nitti will have to regroup for the Jets. Now skating after it now is Buxbaum for the Jets. Throws it along the near boards. Puck is loose. Parks has it for the Wildcats. Far circle. Throws it down low behind the net. Wraparound attempt. And let's see. And all right. Saying he made the save on the corner there. So good attempt by Luke Anderson to pin that puck up against the post, not allowing that wraparound goal opportunity for Evanston. Faceoff inside the Jets zone with 6:52 to play in period two. Chicago takes possession of the draw. Inside the Wildcat zone now, looking for a centering attempt thrown on the side of the net. And that's taken away by Kasper Goralchek of the Wildcats. Loses possession temporarily. Now Luke Rogers has it. He loses it, and it gets thrown behind the Wildcats net again. Number 5, Jonah Doppelt, looking to get the puck outside of the zone. Now Ashbeck has it on the far boards for the Wildcats inside the Jet zone, circling behind the net. Feeding a man in the slot. That's Luke Rogers. This time, Luke Anderson denies him, so he's not allowing his first namesake to get a goal a second time around. Good save by Anderson on a nice offensive attempt. Ashbeck feeding Luke Rogers in the slot. Still 3-0, Evanston, 6:08 to play in period two. Face off to the right of Luke Anderson inside the Jets zone. Wildcats win the draw. Behind the net, Brady. He circles around. Now the puck gets knocked out to the far point. Brady has it in the far corner. Feeds it into the point. Jets still looking to clear. Brady keeps it in. Now it escapes the zone, and the Wildcats will have to regroup. And skating with it now is Blake Duffy. Oh, and he gets bumped off the play. Wildcats keep it in. Far boards. Kane. Kane in the far corner. Now we have a four-player scramble for the loose puck. Puck comes loose. Kane comes up with it, feeding it in the slot. Oh, and a nice turnaround attempt there. Unable to complete it was Galoon. But the Wildcats take possession. 61 skating inside the zone. Zachary Brown throws it on net. And Luke Anderson will steer it into the near corner. Jets skating ahead with it. Line change time for the Wildcats. So here's Blake Duffy. Blake Duffy dumps it inside the Evanston zone. He'll go off for a change with 4:56 to play. Now the Wildcats will look to set up center ice. Ashbeck. Puck gets knocked out by the Jets, however, and Parks will take it at the neutral zone and dump it back inside the Chicago zone. 17 skating with it now. That's Buxbaum. Up to Landry. Landry chasing after it inside the Jet zone. Gets bumped off the play, however, by Rory Nutkovich. And Buxbaum will throw it to Hartman along the far boards. Hartman gets bumped off the play by Parks. Good physical, clean play there by Parks. Now Parks, another nice check along the far boards. Puck comes loose, however. And looking to come inside, but taken off the play. Now the Jets trying to put the pressure on, keeping the puck in the zone. Despite the pressure from Evanston, Jets doing a good job of not allowing the puck to escape the zone. However, they do need to get a shot on net here as Landry tries to come up with it. He does, fires a shot from Buxbaum that goes wide of the net to the far corner. Centering attempt gets knocked back into the far corner by the Wildcats. Jets again keeping the puck hemmed inside the zone, and the Wildcats now try and get it outside on the near boards. Shane able to, unable to keep it in at the last moment. Thought he had it. Luke Rogers dumps it inside the Jet zone. Buxbaum will chase after it, then Shane for the Jets along the near boards inside his own zone. Tried to feed Lasky with it. And Lasky was just outside of his reach. The Wildcats intercept the errant pass. Now Bell chips it inside the Evanston zone. He's going to chase after it in the far corner. Thrown around along the near boards. Centering attempt to Brady, and Brady tips it inside the Jet zone where Nitti has it in the far corner. Stolen away by Goralchek. Now thrown into the Wildcat zone where it clears out to the neutral zone. Burton unable to get it, flip it inside the Wildcat zone, so he's going to have to go back inside his own zone along the far boards. Didn't get enough on it again. Now Evanston keeps it inside the zone. Puck along the far boards. Good play there by number 48. Samuel Weinberg, puck battle on the far boards, trying to get that puck out of danger outside of the Jet zone. Weinberg looks to clear, comes loose in the slot. Come on net! And that puck attempt steered towards the corner. Now behind the net, and looks like the Jets will just clear it down. This will be an icing call as the Jets look to escape the pressure. The faceoff will come inside the Jet zone with 1:43 to play in period two, and Evanston leading 3-0. This is the NIHL Game of the Week on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Thank you so much for joining us. Evanston wins the draw and throws it into the near corner inside the Jet zone along the near boards. And coming out with it is Ashbeck, throws it over to the far point, unable to keep it in, however. And the Wildcats, Zachary Brown will have to regroup. Jets steal the puck. Landry behind the net. Tried to feed it into the slot to Hartman. And now Landry gets slammed into the boards. He is down on a heavy check there by number 65, Will Vanderwalker. Vanderwalker again throwing his weight around on the much smaller Landry. Now Ashbeck, near circle. Shot deflected by the skate of Shane. Puck goes into the far corner and now kicked out to the near corner. Shane will try and pick up the loose puck. Luke Rogers steals it away, however, for the Wildcats. And now Blake Duffy will throw it to the far boards. Landry tries to trip it out, unable to. Now Blake Duffy overskates the puck. He'll have to circle back. Throws it behind the net. Shane will throw it around to the far corner again, and Landry will take possession for the Jets. Tell Landry's kind of running out of steam there as he was unable to get much on the clearing attempt. Puck still inside the Wildcat zone. 18 seconds remaining in period number two. 3-0 Evanston. And the puck is cleared out. Looks like this will go on net. And goaltender Owen Hart will have to make a save for the Wildcats with 6 seconds remaining. To Galoon. Galoon skating inside the zone. Top of the near circle. Centering attempt into Kane, and the buzzer sounds as Evanston tried to get in a last-minute offensive opportunity there. But the passing attempt to Kane was gummed up in the slot. However, the Wildcats were able to score another goal in the second frame. And now the score is 3-0 after 2 periods of play. The Northern Illinois Hockey League Academic Excellence Award, easy for me to say, Academic Excellence Award. The Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in the NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. And keep your eye on the NIHL.info website and the NIHL Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming weekly broadcasts of NIHL Bantam games. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NIHL Game of the Week broadcast, please call Peter Ferrari at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Also, check the SportsTownChicago.com website for free downloads of all previously broadcast games. Just click on the Northern Illinois Hockey League page and follow the instructions. The NIHL regular season begins this September, and this will run all the way through February 11, 2017. All the NIHL teams are nearly finished with their seeding round games, which will determine where they will be placed for regular season play. The goal is to group them with other teams that will offer challenging competitive games with whom they will compete for a spot in the NIHL Wolves Cup tournament. All right, we're back here in play here for period number three. Evanston on top, 3-0. Now both teams change sides again, so Evanston going left to right and the Chicago Jets right to left. Puck inside the Jet zone along the near boards. Giella throws a shot behind the net. And Luke Rogers has it, throws it to the far boards. Rogers behind the Jets net. He lost possession of the puck. However, the Wildcats keep the puck in the zone. Rogers, far boards, dumps it behind the net to Nitkovich. Nitkovich centering attempt, tries to get it over to number 77. That's Mark Ashbeck. Now the puck still inside the Jets zone, unable to clear. Luke Rogers will get it in the near corner. Dumps it back to Nitkovich. Now to Rogers behind the Jets net again. Centering attempt and unable to make the connection with Mark Ashbeck. Now here come the Jets. Landry and Duffy. Landry skating in. No, I'm sorry. Oh, making the score and a goal. Number 76. That is Cade O'Scanlan on a 2-on-1 attempt for the Jets. The Jets get on the board here. 3-1 now in favor of Evanston, but Chicago coming up with the early third period goal on the two-on-one attempt as Cade O'Scanlan. Scanlan had a head of steam, and he was able to get inside the Evanston zone quickly and fired that shot past goaltender Owen Hart from the far circle. Galoon has it now for the Wildcats. 11:38 to play. 3-1 now in favor of Evanston. Galoon, far corner, loses the puck. Jets look to clear, not out. Coming out with it, the Wildcats. Feeding it to the near point. Shot towards the net. And goes kick to the far corner. Now we have a stoppage of play here. See what the call is. Referee calling a penalty. We'll wait to see. No, it's just the faceoffs coming outside the zone. So might have been puck knocked down with a hand. In any event, faceoff outside the Jet zone in front of the Jets bench along the far boards. Jets win the draw. Whitty goes it to the far boards. Evanston keeps it in. Puck loose in the slot. Tough shot angle there by number 27. Difficult angle for Campbell Wagner. Still able to get the shot off. And now puck gets thrown to the far boards. Hartman chasing after it. And he's able to chip it past one defender. Not out, however. Evanston doing a good job of keeping the puck in the zone. Nitti will have to get the puck behind his own net. He gets rubbed off the play, however, by Goralchek. And Hartman intercepts along the far boards, but not out. Nitti flips it again to Hartman. Now Landry trying to chase after it, but that's stolen away by number 61. That is Zachary Brown. Brown fires a shot on net. And making the save, Luke Anderson, as the puck goes into the far corner. Now the puck gets cleared out to the neutral zone. Now inside, Zachary Brown has it. Feeding attempt for Kane, unable to make the connection. Puck dumped inside the Evanston zone. However, that was icing against Chicago. So the faceoff will come back inside the Jet zone to the left of goaltender Luke Anderson. 3-1 in favor of Evanston. Faceoff won by the Jets along the near boards. Puck knocked back inside the zone, however, as Galoon tries to keep it in at the point, unable to, and Bell will skate after it. He's got Weinberg. And a nice check there by Parks to knock Bell off the puck, preventing a two-on-one opportunity for the Jets. Puck loose. Galoon takes it. Chip to Parks. Parks has it, throws it down low into the far corner for Galoon. Back to Parks, far point. Down to Galoon. Galoon gets temporarily knocked off the puck. Puck is loose, however, in the slot. And taking possession of the puck is number 48, Samuel Weinberg. Gets it inside the Wildcat zone, but now Wagner has it at center ice. Passing attempt feeds Nutkovich. Fires a shot, and it goes wide to the glove side of goaltender Luke Anderson along the near boards. 8:54 to play here in period three. 3-1 in favor of Evanston. The Wildcats, Ashbeck trying to feed it into the slot. That puck was knocked back into the near corner by the Jets. Ballard keeps it inside the zone, however, from the near point. And Shane will have to chase after it for the Jets. To Bell. Bell on the near boards for the Jets. Far boards, I should say. And he's able to get it outside of the zone as Park lays a check right at the blue line, but not before the puck was cleared outside of the zone. Now Burton has it for the Jets behind his own net. Centering attempt knocked away. Now to center ice. Skating after it will be Brower. Spelled the same way as Mr. Troy. Puck stolen away by Galoon. Brings it inside the zone. Far circle. He'll spin around. Feeds it into the slot. Shot attempt. Brady's shot attempt was sticked aside and then came loose in the slot. Rogers fires a shot and making a glove save, sticking it behind the near corner was Luke Anderson. So a couple nice saves in a row there by Anderson, preventing the Wildcats from extending their lead. Rogers feeding it in the slot, making a save. Rogers attempt to feed Galoon, but Anderson making the save and holding on, not allowing a rebound. And with 7:31 to play, faceoff will be inside the Jet zone, 3-1 in favor of Evanston. Faceoff to the left of Luke Anderson. Galoon on the draw for the Wildcats. Over. Puck comes loose out to the neutral zone. Galoon will throw it back in, but the Wildcats will have to retreat out as they were offsides. Now the pass attempt to Brady went awry. Jet steal. Puck loose at center ice. Hartman has it. Hartman throws it to Landry. Landry inside the Evanston zone. Puck taken away temporarily at the far point in front of the Wildcats bench. We have a five-player committee deciding who's going to take possession of the puck, and they're still debating. And now Evanston finally comes up with it. Behind their own net, going into the near boards, falling down with it was Giella, but Luke Rogers will come up with it for the Wildcats. Near circle, he doesn't have anyone to pass it to at the moment. It's a one-on-five. So he throws it into the far corner where Ashbeck will chase after it. Now Rogers will go off for a change. So Luke Rogers doing a good job to at least keep the puck inside the Evans, inside the Jets zone while his team was off for a change. He was able to throw it in the far corner and burn some time off the clock. So nice play by Rogers, recognizing he didn't have any help. Puck behind the net. Jets have it inside the Wildcats zone. Skating around with it, Weinberg. Throwing it to Nitti, coming in from the point. His shot attempt, however, was blocked, and the Wildcats come out with it. Nutkovic throws it into the far corner. Ashbeck will take it behind the net. Back to Nutkovic in the far corner again. Two-man battle. Now a four-man scrum for the puck. As the puck is still loose, now we have a man down. Seems to be in a little distress there. He's able to get up. Just a little slowly, that's Nutkovic. We have 5:34 to play in period number three. 3-1 in favor of Evanston. The Evanston Wildcats over the Chicago Jets. And faceoff will be outside the Jet zone in front of the Jets bench along the far boards. Wildcats win the draw, but a puck battle ensues in front of the Jets bench. Now comes along to the near boards. Doing a nice job of bodying off the defender was Wagner, bodying Lasky off the puck. The Wildcats retain possession. Ashbeck has it, center ice. He's got Wagner behind him. Fires a shot on net. Stick save made by Luke Anderson. Nice save there on the quick shot by the Wildcats. Wildcats take possession, however, at center ice. Dump it back inside the zone. That was Zachary Brown. He'll dump it in and go off for a change. Now puck to Lasky. Lasky has it for the Jets. Far boards. Intercepted by Parks. And then Ballard has it for Evanston. Now Wagner. Wagner feed attempt over to Galoon. Now Galoon has Kane on the far boards. Galoon and Kane. Galoon down low. Throws it back to Kane, to Galoon. They're playing a little giveaway now. Parks at the far point. Throws it towards the net. Deflected. Goes behind the net. Galoon looking to center. Stolen away by the Jets. Now the Jets coming out with it. Here's Lasky. Lasky along the near boards. Throws it towards the net. Goes to the far corner. Weinberg will chase after it for the Jets. Puck still inside the zone. Thrown into the near corner. Lasky tries to intercept. But the Wildcats come out with it. Luke Rogers. Now Blake Duffy will throw it out to center ice where Parks will take possession. Go back inside his own zone. Gets bumped off the play temporarily. But gets it out to the neutral zone. Or Luke Rogers intercepts and gets it to Kane. Kane at center ice. Kane dumping it back. Now to Ballard. Ballard chips it inside the Jets zone. Jets look to clear, and they do. That was Connor Duffy. Along the near boards at Brower. Throws it into the far corner. And that's Kane again. Loses possession of the puck. Loose in the slot. Wildcats come out with it. With a head of steam, Ashbeck. Along the near boards. Gets by a defender, Burton. Tries to center it. And that was knocked behind the net, however. Good defensive play there by the Jets to keep that away. I think that was Blake Duffy not allowing that pass attempt by Ashbeck. Now here's Duffy. Dumps it back inside the Evanston zone with 2:57 to play in period three. 3-1 Evanston. Puck in the far corner. Far boards. Chipped out to center ice. There's Bucksbaum for the Jets. Chips it inside the Evanston zone. Intercepted, however, by the Wildcats, but brought in offside by Bucksbaum. And now the faceoff will come outside of the Evanston zone with 2:39 to play. Faceoff will be along the near boards just outside the Wildcats zone. Draw one by Evanston. And Giello will throw it to center ice. Shane will dump it back inside the Evanston zone. Trying to chip it out was number four, Goralchek, Kasper Goralchek. And now Brady tips it inside the Jet zone. He's bumped off the play by Hartman. Bucksbaum has it, throws it to the far corner to Shane on the far boards. Intercepted by Galoon. Galoon kicks it ahead. Well, that's taken away by Hartman. No, that's Landry. Landry and Hartman now. Oh, and a nice spin move by Landry. But puck poked away by Rogers. Now Landry will throw it along the near boards, and that puck is stolen away. Jets take it back. Firing a shot on net, deflected, but never gets on net. Goes to the near corner. Puck at center ice. Brady has it. Has Rogers behind him. Now he'll peel off for a change, and Brady will dump it to the far boards. That'll be taken away by the Jets. And now the puck is thrown inside the Wildcats zone. Giella has it. He's got Nutkovich at center ice, skating up along the near boards. Gets past Burton. Gets around a second defender and throws the puck towards the net. I think it hit the side of the net. Now puck comes loose to the near circle. Jets take it away. 1:16 to play. Weinberg has it. Gets around one defender, throws the puck towards the net, goes wide right, and then circles to the far corner. All the way out to center ice where the Jets will try and dump it back in. 3-1 in favor of Evanston. Empty net. So the Jets have pulled their goaltender. And now Karnick chasing after it for the Jets in the near corner. He's got Lasky with him. Now Karnick will go after it. Karnick takes the puck away, but we have a whistle sounds. Slashing call here. And let's see who's getting sent to the box. It is Karnick. So with 43 seconds to play, the Jets will be shorthanded as they had pulled their goalie to try and cut this deficit. So now teams have called a timeout, and we are waiting for the coaches to discuss strategy here. On the Jets side, they're drawing up a play where you can score two goals on one shot. That won't happen, so they'll have to get two shots and two goals, all the while being shorthanded. So the question is, will they continue to pull their goaltender? Doesn't look like they will, at least for the faceoff. We'll come inside. Actually, the faceoff is going to come just outside the Wildcat zone along the near boards if the puck is positioned where it's supposed to be based on where it's lying on the ice. 3-1 Evanston, 43 seconds remaining. This is the NIHL Game of the Week. on sportstownchicago.com. Thank you so much for joining us. NIHL Game of the Week powered by the Illinois Media School. Eric Willowhite here with play-by-play and Josh Philo on camera. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, face-off outside the Wildcat zone. Wildcats win the draw. Luke Anderson is still in net at the moment for the Jets. Now he's coming off for the extra attacker. Puck fired into the near corner along the near boards inside the Wildcat zone. Puck, however, came just outside, brought back in offside. So now the faceoff will come outside the Evanston zone again along the near boards with 26 seconds remaining. This time goaltender Anderson will remain off, so both teams are skating at even strength, as it were, as Weinberg takes the puck. Near circle, fires a shot! Oh, and making a glove deflection at the last second there was Owen Hart. Lucky that one didn't deflect in towards the net, but he was able to get enough on it and deflect it behind him. Now the puck behind in the near far corner, Landry. Wildcats come out with it, however. 4 seconds remaining. Ashbeck at the blue line. Fires the puck into the net. Goal does not count. Goal is waved off. So Ashbeck just missed the time to get the empty netter. However, the Wildcats will win the game 3-1. So third period scoring, the lone goal scorer was Cade O'Scanlan for the Jets, as he was able to come up with the goal to cut the deficit to 3-1. But the Jets could get no closer, and our final score is the Evanston Wildcats 3 and the Chicago Jets 1. So for Evanston, they get their first win of the season. And for the Chicago Jets, they are still winless here in the seeding round. And they'll look to continue to get in the W column during their next effort. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us here for the NIHL Game of the Week from the Robert Crown Center here in the city of Evanston. Final score, the Evanston Wildcats 3, the Chicago Jets 1. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the NIHL Game of the Week on sportstownchicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Good night, everyone.